Wow, hello everyone.
Hello.
Wow, welcome back. This is the Novo Combo Podcast. I'm Veronica. I'm joined by Harrison.
What up?
He's that way.
What's up?
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Drinking water here, being healthy.
Hydration.
Hydration. But we're both just here wanting an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics, but manga today.
Manga today.
It's manga today. But really, we're trying to clean up Harrison's backlog today, but also we do have a never-ending backlog that we're trying to clear out as well, you know. But today's special day.
Today we are clearing that one out.
Yeah, we are clearing off this list. We're crossing this off of Harrison's list, but also some would say it's two people conversing.
Like Novocomo and JVOcomo, but right above there.
Wow, there. Genius, right above.
Sorry, I had to look, double check.
I love how you just have to double check. It's in the same spot every time.
Yes.
Unless you move it.
No, I'm not.
I was like, did you move it? No. No, but yeah, you can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Novo Combo on your podcast service of choice. And this is the final episode, episode 11 of our Haikyuu manga review series. We're coming to an end. This is the final episode. Please catch up.
I can't wait.
Please catch up. It's chapters 370 through 402, the final arc. And I baited Harrison into this title. So
the bait already happened last episode, right? Because at this point, if you should know, Karusino lost the game. So, but the entire time, I kept thinking, oh, final arc, so that's the final game, or possibly final game. I don't know how this is going to work. Or arc, right?
Final arc, but I kept thinking
game, right? So, I was like, oh, so they'll hit the finals. I guess they'll do that. I go, oh, this could be a long one, but that doesn't make sense. There's only 30 chapters. How can they do two games in one arc?
It was not on purpose, I can promise you that, but it was funny to hear that Harrison thought, you know, there was a final game, but in reality, we were in the final arc. But let's get into it. There's a little bit of time skip, which we kind of talked about in the last episode, but we're going to dive into this time skip. And usually, like, time skips are usually, like, not this big, because Haikyuu is a little, it's a couple years.
Yeah, it's a couple years. Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah, it's a couple years. And then they do bounce back and forth from, like, high school Hinata, like, third year high school Hinata to, like, present a lot in this arc.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which
so,
is let's go. Crazy, because it's third year, right? You're like, I would have thought. Know.
Who would have thought? But yeah, there's a time skip, a huge one. Yachi, our good volleyball manager, she's looking back on high school, the years going by. So she kind of it's unique because she talks about the second year, like them being second years and then third years. Karsuna, obviously, we talked about a little bit, but Date Tech, they won and they're going to nationals. Mm-hmm. And that happened in like the inter-high spring games.
That's what it was. Yeah. Okay, yes.
Yeah, so you were right.
I remember that Date Tech won. I can't remember if Carson went to nationals both those years, but they did not.
Yeah. No, not second year. But that the spring tournament, they did go back to going against the Maya Twins, who were third years, and then they didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
At that round. And then as third years, they did go to spring nationals. They placed third. And they went against Ichiyama and they lost. So.
Which again, that could have been a cool game to see, but it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. And then Yachi's just kind of explaining what happened third year. But Kageyama skipped college. Goes straight into V League, which is like a professional volleyball league. For Japan.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's cool.
It's cool.
It's expected.
It's cool. As expected, yes. Obviously, all the smart children. So Yamaguchi, Yachi, and our boy Suki went to college. Kageyama did not go to college, as I said earlier. Hinata's in Brazil. And Yachi's just like, her like anxiety self. She's like, don't get killed. She's like, I hope you're okay, Hinata.
Yeah, she's like, I hope he's doing good. Essentially. And I'm like, yeah. And meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, I wonder what he's doing in Brazil.
Yeah. I wonder what he's doing in Brazil. But you know what? I don't know if you probably recognize this parallel, but he, in the beginning of the series, he was a little kid and he looked at the TV screen. He saw volleyball and that's like how he wanted to start volleyball. And now here he's in Brazil looking at a TV screen, seeing Kageyama at like the Olympics.
Yeah.
Which is like, now that you think about it, in this time skip, they're at two different levels in their life, but they're still competing against each other,
mm-hmm.
which I find hilarious.
Which, this is when I started realizing, I'm like, oh, they always competed against each other. They always talk about, oh, I can't wait to play you in the actual game. I'm like, it could happen.
it could happen. No, yeah. Which I find cool because now Hinata's just in Brazil. But we take a look back, and I like how they did the parallel of him finding out how to play in Brazil. Like, he wanted to basically play beach volleyball, which is like the most absurd but also the most Hinata thing to do.
Well, and I think it was like it was kind of cool because he said he wanted to learn beach volleyball because he wanted to be able to relearn and do everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I was like, that makes sense, because usually beach volleyball, every time in like in a series setting, it's always 2v2s, right?
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
So
realistically, beach volleyball is 2v2.
Yeah. Again, like if you see like most people playing, they play beach volleyball like they play indoor volleyball, where they have like a stack of people. But competitive has always been 2v2, from what I remember.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know that much volleyball. I am learning from Haikyuu, and it's actually, or I'm getting reminded, and I remember seeing stuff like in the Summer Olympics and all that, and I'm like,
Yeah,
that's cool. Oh my god, okay.
We can watch this, you know, next Olympics knowing.
And it's funny because people experience this already, right? Like, I'm reading this late, and I remember hearing people like, one of my old college buddies was like, oh, yeah, I read Haikyuu. Now I understand stuff in the Olympics. Oh, like, it was just, like, sports volleyball, essentially.
Yeah.
Or sports anime, so it was, like, cool. So, you're right.
I mean, that means we just need to read or watch more sports anime to understand sports.
I'm going to segue onto this. I think it was cool how, because the beach volleyball thing, all because of Coach Washijo.
Yeah.
The one coach that hated his guts. Is now his biggest supporter. It's, like, one of his biggest supporters, and I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's just, feels good.
And it's so funny because everyone's just like, when Hinata was saying this, everyone was literally like, huh?
Like, what are you doing?
And then Suki's like, I'm not surprised you want to go.
You would do this.
You would do this. But yeah, the coach told Hinata he's going to have to prep for a year and then before going to Brazil. And then he has to stay in Brazil for 2 years. So, you know, it's 3 years altogether that he's basically prepping himself.
Yeah. And I think the craziest connection is that it was because of a former alumni.
Alumni,
right?
Yes.
Like, they had one connection by chance. And it was like, I think that's crazy. Like, the chances of that is like, what?
What's going on?
Are you crazy?
Yeah, I know. And then the... Looking the past continues, Kageyama serves to Hinata, and Hinata just does a perfect receive. As graduating third years, I'm like, I'm so proud of you, both of you. But it's great, because it's not like a goodbye. It's technically like a see you later, literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, how did you feel about beach volleyball Hinata?
I thought it was like the cool, I actually thought it was such a cool thing because I never thought, I was like, oh, how could he get better? And I was like, oh, what could he do? Yeah, he could just train volleyball like normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, of course, he does the most innovative thing and does the out of left field. Hey, I'm going to go to the other side of the world and learn beach volleyball. And it's totally different. It's a totally different beast. And they explain that very well. And they're like, oh, yeah, like when you jump, you have to, there's like the balance. You have to learn how to do all this stuff. And I'm like, you're relearning volleyball in the coolest way. Because in... And it was, I love that the setting, once he got there, was very, one, it shows, like, his issues of, like, oh, different country. I don't speak,
Portuguese.
Portuguese at all. having to acclimate with, like, just the culture and, like, living there and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then, two, like, I think just seeing how people play beach volleyball, and he would just go out at night and play with random people. And I love how, like,
locals.
Yeah, and they just call him Ninja because... One, what he's else a foreigner. Are you gonna call it? He's a foreigner. They don't really know.
I think I know Hinata was having a hard time, and that was really showing, but it was just so cool to see him relearn and re-love volleyball in such a different setting. Because they did, like, I forget his name. Hector, his new partner, basically, yes. His like beach volleyball partner.
I don't know how to say it.
But anyway, it was just like so interesting because we've always only seen Hinata in indoor setting with like six to seven people rotation.
Yeah, and then those team members supporting him too at the same time, right? It's like there's all a support system while here Hinata's just doing his own thing, like straight up.
Yeah. Honestly, and it's so cool just to see him like think about everything, because when you're outside there's sand, there's the wind, there's the damn sun because Brazil is really hot, like you just don't think about the outdoor, like nature with volleyball. You think of it as like an indoor sport.
Yeah, and everyone thinks of indoor first, beach volleyball second, because it's like the wind
second, yeah,
like you said, like outdoor things where it's like the wind plays a role or like the heat or the sun, and it's like all these things. I'm like, dude, that's so true, that's so cool,
it's so trippy.
Yeah.
No, and you know, he gets a roommate. How did you initially feel about Pedro?
So I had a feeling of what they were going for, but they threw me off in that like Pedro didn't really talk to him. He's like kind of like ignoring him. I was like, okay, that kind of makes sense with like if I were to get in random new roommate, I'm like kind of hesitant to do stuff. I love how the flip side of like how he is though, it's like he was excited to have a Japanese roommate.
He's a weeb.
And the only, and they show this later, right? It's over like time has passed already, but then finally like it shows his Pedro's reading a manga, and then Hinata's like, oh, cool. I'm reading, like, they just, that's how it started.
Yeah.
One, dude, that drop was insane. I was like,
wasn't it?
I was like, One Piece?
I was waiting for you to get there.
I was like, the irony that I'm reading One Piece. We're doing this episode, and oh my God.
Oh, it was so good. No, but yeah, it was just like, I could see as a young man, he's probably like 18, 19, moving to a different country. Readjusting is probably really hard because you're away from friends and family. And his screensaver when he was just all depressed in his room was of like the third years, like him being a third
year. Yeah.
No, but I loved it because you got to see a snippet of third year and then like, Yamaguchi had Daichi's jersey.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I did not notice this detail. Like,
at all.
But again, I was like reading.
Just reading, yeah. But yeah. That means Yamaguchi was the captain third year. And then Kageyama got Sugawara's number two.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I know.
I thought you liked Suga. What is this?
No, I like Daichi a little bit more. Yeah.
Okay. I was wrong.
I was like, what? They basically got all of their seniors that like taught them everything their jersey. Yeah.
Suki's so Hinata... Suki got a size?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Hinata obviously got like Tanaka's monkey brains jersey. Tanaka's.
Hey, Tanaka's cool. How dare you? He's cool.
Monkey brain. It's fine. But obviously time has passed a little bit, you know, afterwards. But who does Hinata run into in a lovely place?
The most, I didn't expect this, but this made sense the more I thought about it. The fact that he runs into Oikawa is like hilarious.
Yeah. And in Brazil.
In Brazil. But it's only because he's playing for Argentina. I think that's what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
But
you know what's funny about this bump, like run-in, was the selfie.
Oh yeah. They take a selfie and he sends it to like, or they send it to like everyone. And everyone's like,
yeah.
What? Like everyone's like, whoa, they bumped into each other. It's like the classic thing of like, and it happens now too. I remember like seeing some friends, like if they're out.
Yeah.
But then they like bumped into each other. Like, oh, they, what?
They know each other? They yeah. like each other? No, but it was just so funny because that selfie like blew up in every group chat. And it was just like, some people were like, oh, yeah, they're crazy. Of course they would leave Japan.
Of course
they'd. And then there's like, yeah. And then there's like the silent treatment. Like Kageyama's just like, what?
Huh?
No, I thought it was cool. And they get to play each other, like together.
Yeah, they actually play together for once. And I think this time skip does such a good job in like getting you to know where most people are.
Yeah.
But then like it still shows the relationships are strong. I think the bonds are still there. It's like really cool.
Yeah.
Even though they were
And you kind of think about it, you're like, Brazil, Argentina, that's like way out there.
But
no, it's great. Did you like that dynamic? That partnership?
It was funny. It was cool. It was cool because they were just playing. They kept this so PG in that, like, you know, they were playing like these, like, the locals, and they would just be playing for drinks. And of course, they don't play for drinks. I forgot what the nickname Oikawa got. What was it? Oh, Ken Watanabe.
Yeah, Ken Watanabe.
And they all thought he was serious, and they just called him, like, and they were just joking, obviously, but he's like, oh, Ken. He's like, huh? Oh.
And I was like, Ken? He's Ken now?
Hinata's still dense.
It's fine. No, but I think the partnership was really great because, I mean, they're two people, obviously two hardworking people. It's not about talent with them. They just worked really hard to get there. But just the thought of them playing, like, they're basically two dummies, two volleyball dummies playing together.
Oikawa?
A bit sometimes when you think about it.
Okay, yeah. No. I think his ego drops him
makes
down.
Yeah.
But no, it's but cool. Again, it was just cool. I did not expect that duo to pop up. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Dang. I don't think anyone else did either.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool to see the background of like why Oikawa wanted to be in Argentina.
Specifically, yes.
Yeah. No, the backstory with him and like getting that jersey signed, but then losing it.
Yeah. I was like, dude, that's the most Oikawa thing ever.
Oikawa thing. Yeah. And it's just so cool to see that like there's been a whole generation that has basically inspired these two and now they're here doing what they want to do.
Yeah. And more. And like the craziest thing. Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, did you feel like Hinata was behind? Because if you think about it, Kageyama is out there being a professional volleyball player.
Nah.
Like, all everyone else who was good in high school is there. Like,
it's been has moved forward.
Has been moved over, yeah.
In the professional scene, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, but I guess it was, like, kind of one of those, I think Hinata took, like, that weird route. You know, there's, like, the quote-unquote traditional, probably, route. Yeah. And then Hinata took, like, the find himself route, essentially.
Let me find myself in Brazil. But you know what I didn't expect? Well, no, I did. But Kenma being rich, I expected.
Ken becoming rich is the funniest thing because it would make sense. When you think of, you're like, how? But then you think about it, he became like a, what was it, a pro player? And a YouTuber. And
a YouTuber, a gamer.
Yeah.
He's basically like a Twitch gamer.
Yeah. He was streamer. Essentially, yeah. But then like CEO bouncing ball just to like, and he's like, yep, hang on, I'm sponsoring you. So just don't mess up. Stay interesting. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. And even, and I was like, oh, okay.
And that friendship is still like one of my favorites.
It's still, see, it's so cool. I think that's that. Yeah, that their broship is too cool. It's like
the bromance is there.
Yeah.
I love it. But I mean, Hinata's stay in Brazil is coming to an end. Obviously, he has to have like an actual beach volleyball game, like a real one. Because recently, we've only been seeing him play with locals. Like, he's been training.
But I thought he was playing pro for a bit, though.
Was it pro? Is it technically pro?
And I say this because of what another player says later.
I guess?
We'll touch on that. But I'll explain the spot that I'm talking about. But, because, so all this that we were talking about with the locals, I thought this was a flashback before he started playing with his partner.
Oh, with his,
with a hater.
Santana.
Santana. Yeah. I thought all that was just him explaining like the buildup to where he is now. Because then the game was where he's been playing for a while at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how technically it was like a training.
Yeah.
That's not how I read it, but.
Because I thought that was like a flashback. All those were flashbacks.
Sort of.
Oh, okay. Again, it's been a while. I also read through this very fast, so.
Harrison's like, the last 30 chapters are great.
They were. I couldn't handle it.
No, but I think it's so fun to see beach volleyball Hinata.
Yeah.
And they have different rules, which they explained here. It's just like, because Pedro came to watch, and he's like, oh, what does Hinata do? Like, what does this crazy kid do? And yeah, it's just like, even the way they serve or like hit it is different,
mm-hmm.
which I never knew was a big difference.
Yep.
Yeah.
See,
it's cool that they explained it.
Yeah. I was like, I forgot that detail, but one day explained it, I was like, oh, I do remember watching, and I was like, oh yeah, they allow different
serves. They like punch it and like, yeah. or like, they don't like hit it, like smack it like that. They just punch or like.
Because I think the court is because the court's small. Again, I don't play and I haven't kept up at all.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool that they explain it. Again, I think they do a very good job.
Yeah. And I just love it how Hinata is so self-aware of the court now. It's so crazy to see.
The ultimate decoy.
Yeah, the ultimate.
It's real.
I just love how Pedro's like, oh, he's a ninja. Oh, is this how you do it? You know what the best part was? Like, wrapping up the Brazil arc for Hinata? Was that Pedro is a huge Kenma fan.
Yes. Oh, the fact that he was like, wait, you know Kenma? Yeah, he's my...
we're friends.
What? And I think he asked him if he could, like, get Kenma to like, get him something or whatever.
Yeah, like his autograph. Yeah.
It was so funny. I was like, that's
no,
great.
No, it was great. I mean, yeah. So we're wrapping up Brazil arc. It was great. A good training arc for Hinata. Again, basically.
A legit training arc, though.
A legit one, yeah. A hardworking man right there. No, but he obviously goes back to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's just like, who's going to pick him? Who's going to remember? One, who's going to remember him? Two, his tryouts. Will he be good enough to even be on a team? But obviously, yes. Because he does get on a team.
Yes. And it's the coolest thing ever. This is where I think...
They're a wild team, I must say.
This is what... Okay. This is where one thing... So, are we talking about... Which team are we talking about? We're talking about... I'm assuming Hinata's, right?
Yeah. Black Jackals.
Black Jackals. The foreshadowing was insane. All right? When they talk... Okay, I will tell you this now. I got spoiled by one part. And it was...
Oh, okay.
And it was Sumu wrapping his arm around Hinata.
Oh, Hinata. Say, okay.
Oh, don't mess with my like ace or whatever.
Spiker.
Spiker. Yeah, wing yeah, spiker? Something like yeah. that. Yeah, yeah, wing spiker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, what? And I saw that like months ago. So I forgot. I remembered. I forgot, and I was like, it's fine. And then I read the stuff. Like, oh, this is the part, because I didn't know if it was real or not. I didn't know if it was like a fan made thing.
Like or a meme or something,
because I didn't expect them to do a legit time skip and show you where everyone's at, because not many, like some mangas would do it, but not in the sense of like what people want to see after, like, you know, like Naruto after, which became Boruto, blah blah blah, it's fine, and then like Ichigo I older it's still fan, like I'm just saying, I thought it was a fan made thing. I didn't expect them to do like a legit, and the fact that this is legit is so cool. It's also cool to see like who's on there. It's like, so Tsumomiya Bokuto is on there.
My favorite himbo.
He is.
That's my favorite himbo.
See, when say himbo, back then I was like, okay, maybe. Now, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Big actually. Himbo energy.
And Sakusa is also there. I was like, dude, they didn't, because you don't see him that much. That's the thing.
No.
You only see him like during the young
the last game
at the end.
He sprinkled in the last,
that's the thing, like, that's why I was like, okay, half. So you don't get that much exposure to him, so
it's crazy.
And of course there's some other people, but it's like the people that we know, it's just cool to see like, oh, those guys went through, right?
But then like you read it, like them being teammates, but then you kind of think about the games that they played in high school and you're like, how is this gonna work, like all this ego and one team. And then you go to the other team where Kageyama's at and you're like, oh, all this ego and one team.
Because on the other team, because they met in the hallway, classic, like, oh, you go to a restroom, but yeah, Kageyama's there, Hoshimi is also there. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like,
well, shorter hair. I like his hair. Mm-hmm. His time skip hair a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like Kageyama's time skip hair?
Sure.
It's the split, right?
It's the split.
But it makes the most sense that I'm like, I could see him doing that. It's literally the same hairstyle, but just...
Yeah, just you know, a little split.
Ushijima's in there too.
I got scared when this matchup popped up. I was like, Ushijima on the other side with Kageyama, like,
and I know like Adler's had like the one guy that everyone knew, it was like the Romero guy, I think the Nicholas Romero guy. I say this and I'll bring this up later, but no, I'll just say it now.
No, you should say it now.
So this is kind of pointing back to the whole how Hinata did play pro for a bit. He had to have, because if how does Romero's kid know of Hinata?
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
because everyone
he played beach volleyball, like
that's how how his kid knows him. He's like, oh yeah, everyone, like he was like, wait, how do you guys know him, or how do you guys not know him, right?
He's like the ninja.
He's Ninja Shoryu, and everyone's like, huh? Everyone's like, what are you talking about? He's like, he played beach volleyball, my kid loves him. I was like, that's how like he had to have been on TV for his kid to know.
That's true.
It had to be on there enough for his kid to be like, oh,
this guy's cool. For his kids to watch it and like be a fan.
That's why I say that.
Yeah.
That was the context I got. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that kind of solidified my thinking.
Yeah.
But again,
I guess it was implied.
Yeah. But it's just cool to see like the connections. It's just nonstop, right?
Yeah. No, it's crazy. And oh my gosh, this game was like the most fun to read.
I could not. This is why I stayed up till 4 a.m. I could not stop. I was like, I need to find a good stopping point. There's no good stopping point. I got to keep going.
There's no good stopping point.
I just had to keep going. I was like, okay, we can talk about the game, but really quick, this is where I think it's going to be in OVA.
I was just going to ask you that. I was like, do you think this is an OVA?
We talk about the two movies, and that could be like legit. I think this, or they do this as a spinoff season.
Spinoff season,
because this is a lot. This is a lot, but I think the two games, you can do it as a movie. That's why I'm like, okay, I think I see where they're going, but they haven't announced anything.
No, they haven't. Yeah.
So that's why I can only assume that the last one's going to be the game. If you hear a train, that's on my side. I think the two games are going to be two movies because I think that's probably for the best, and I can see them doing it. Oh, actually, no. One's already out. I just haven't seen
it. Yeah, one's already out. Yeah, we haven't seen it yet because it's not out in theaters.
And
yet.
I think once I see it, I'll have a better idea.
Yeah, me too. But I was upset when I was can, the only but I think the
if
reader.
The quality goes up again, it's
yeah.
I can see it.
I could, yeah.
Because I heard that the... Anyway, we talked about this before, where I think I heard the Nekoma game movie was actually pretty good.
No, yeah. I heard it had a good response from everyone.
So that means I think the last arc we talked about is going to be good. And all this stuff that we've been talking about is probably going to be OVA or a season.
Yeah.
But this last part, this Adler versus Wasn't Jackals, insane.
It was crazy.
Insane.
I love how everyone was anticipating Hinata to come out. The third years, like all of their former friends, like Hinata, his middle school friends still like support him.
Yeah.
And it's so cute.
Oh, and I love you get the quick, again, you get the quick stuff, right? You get to see all their like juniors, all their kohais come in and they're like, oh yeah. Like they play with them. Obviously they're like tight with them. So yeah.
Former teammates, people who they played against each other, like in high school. It's great.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it's fun to see like the normal reactions where everyone's like, oh, Hinata, he took one of the other spots. And they're like, oh, that's kind of weird. They took that guy's spot. I think it was Barnes or something. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. And he's like, they're like, their height difference is obviously very opposite. So they're just like, what is this kid doing? Like, what is this short guy doing here?
He's starting? Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
But everyone that knows, it's like, okay, I see.
Yeah. And the great thing is that the Adlers, they had no data on Hinata.
Because he's just been in Brazil. Because
he's been in Brazil.
So they don't know any. All they had is like old info.
Yeah.
And
high school Hinata.
And I love hearing that. It's like they always... The announcers always say like, oh, Kageyama was playing against Hinata. And they used to play with each other. They were that quick, the quick set. The quick freak set duo and all that. I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
No. But I think Hinata.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Hinata actually being able to jump like crazy because he does, I think he actually does a jump surf now.
Which I'm like, what happened to you, Hinata?
His balance control is insane. No, I was like, dude, I love to just showcase everything, but they also showcase how everyone is moving forward. Like they're still, everyone didn't stop. Everyone got better. Like Hageyama actually took on the King of the Court status. And I was like, oh, okay, shit.
Bokuto is good himbo. No, but Hinata is just, I love Hinata's growth as a main character. This is probably like one of my favorites.
And
because
it
just showcased that now he can do everything.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's even crazier was like, I know last episode we talked about arcs for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the time when I read that, so I didn't say anything, obviously. Suki had the best high school growth.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I specified that. I think you did too. We said high school growth.
Yeah.
Hinata's growth is insane after this. It's like, dude, this is so cool. It's just, oh.
Yeah. Let's talk about Suki. Ironically, that man plays
professional volleyball. So here's the thing. I read that because they did so many. I missed it actually the first time. And I say first time because I went back to reread some parts because it was just too good. Like, oh, this is great. And because you mentioned it, you're like, oh, he's playing like pro level now. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I had to scroll back and I was like, oh, I missed that. Because they're introducing
they
what everyone
does. They have different divisions. Yeah.
They had different divisions. And I guess I just didn't know that well enough, right?
Yeah.
But it was just kind of also a lot of info dumping because it was like, here's what they're doing. Here's what this person's doing. Here's where they're at. And I was like, okay.
But it's so funny because Sugi's now like at like a second tier professional volleyball team. You think about high school Suki, he's just like, no. What's so fun about volleyball?
But I love how everyone's like, oh, this dude's tall. And I'm like, yeah, he looks tall.
Because he is tall.
Definitely grew.
He's a tall man.
But do you expect the we could talk about each part. There's just so much.
There's so much.
Like, essentially, I didn't expect the order. I wasn't sure what to expect with the order. I knew the Black Jackals would win. And mm-hmm. I say that, like, they will, like, Hinata technically lost his, that last game we saw Hinata lost, and this is the growth part, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just cool to see, like, oh, now they can play games against each other. It's just like, oh, set one, Black Jackals. I think set two is Adler. I didn't expect Black Jackals to win the next two.
Yeah, because it's best out of five.
Best out of five, yeah.
Yeah, in a professional league, yeah. Yeah. Which is so crazy because if you think about it, they were so tired in high school.
And now they're used to it.
Now they're just used to it. Their stamina just like went up.
Yeah. So that's cool. I was like, oh my God.
Did you like Hinata being the greatest decoy? Actually
getting that title.
Yeah.
It's too cool.
I think it's great.
It was fun seeing like all the people. It's fun seeing all the people, the rivals in a sense that we were so mm-hmm. interested. Like Mia is there, right? Ushijima, Hoshimi is like, they're all playing. Just like they're just playing now. That's yeah. really what it is. It was always like, oh, this guy's the main like villain of this yeah. like, game.
Of this game.
But now they're like playing, and you think about it, it's like, oh yeah, this is pro players. Like now they're just gonna be playing like against each other like all the time.
All the time, yeah. I mean, it just started, like, the league, basically. So this is, like, the first game for them.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite part? Any favorite parts?
It's hard to say. I like the whole entire game, but...
Me too.
And you're asking me now, like, 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
I thought I wrote it down, but I did not. I think it was, like, I think Bokuto anytime, honestly. And I say this as like, he's the hype man.
Yeah.
And it was fun seeing that every time. Like, it's just, and it makes sense. It's so marketable. Everyone's like, yeah, every kid loves him because he gives the energy. And it's like, everyone's like going with it. I'm like, dude, that's yeah. so cool. He kind of had that energy in high school, right? Already. But no one went with it. Here,
everyone just goes with it. Bokuto's just a normal ace now.
Which.
Don't.
Okay, like in her notes, that's what she wrote. And at first I was like, what does she mean by that? But in a normal and like, he's consistent or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Normal as in like, he doesn't think about his weak points anymore. And if he does, he doesn't overthink it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean like about normal ace. Like, yeah, yeah. Because in high school, his whole team had to carry him whenever he forgot to do something. But here in like a professional setting, he's like, oh, they're thinking about.
This,
you know, this I spike guess I'll
do this spike.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, oh, I'll do line this. Shot.
Like that. Okay, that's what you meant. All right, cool.
Yeah, but I also love his beam shot with his chest.
And the Daichi's best part
just
is,
like, he was not thinking. Daichi knew him. Someone, he's like, he was not.
Someone
thinking
was
about
trying
that.
To like think it, and like she's like, no, was not.
That man did not think about anything.
But it's scary because he's receiving some, and it was legitimately like in his head. He's like, "I can't do it. It's too fast." Okay,
chess.
Which just shows, like, dude, his chess game's insane.
Dude, he's a thick boy.
Thick boy.
Thick man. I should say man now because it's time skip. Thick yeah. man. My favorite part was Hinata. Looked like he was about to set, and then he did like a left-handed spike. And then everyone's just like, yay, that good spike. And then they're like, that's left-handed.
Hold up.
And I love how Kageyama's like, he had good balance in high school. And he just like curses out the sand. He's like, it's the sand's fault.
It's the sand. Oh no, didn't he say he had bad balance or good balance?
No, he was like, yeah, he had good balance in high school.
Already.
And now, already.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's just like, now he's like, no, it's better now.
It's the sand. I remember it's like, he cursed the sand. And it was, all, I think the first thought in my head, I was like, sand is coarse, I hate sand. And then I was like, oh, Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah. No, I thought it was great.
Dude, this Did whole you... game was just wild.
Oh, wait, yeah. No, it was so wild. It was crazy.
I couldn't.
And I love how we got to see it in a professional setting.
And this is what, so the entire thing I love about this arc. So in her quote unquote final, he labeled this the final arc, guys. Okay. So again, I'm not going to, it baited me and it's not, it's fine. But I think I understand why people like Haikyuu at this point, because I think it's the most fulfilling story that I've gotten in a while, in that you get a good time skip. You get a good post, like, here's where they're at now. And not many times, it's usually like a quick chapter of like, oh, here's where they're at. Oh, these guys have kids. Oh, these guys are doing something like this. Like, no, we're getting, like, we got that, but we're getting more. We're getting like a full
game. More content.
Like more, like a full ass game. Like, whoa, this is crazy. And I think once we finished, like once I finished this, I was like, this is up there. Like, I don't think, I know there, there's, right? I know there's Blue Lock hype right now, and I need to, I just need to keep reading it. But I want to see how they handled it, because I think it will probably do, my guess is it'll probably be the safe route of like, okay, it's typical shonen stuff. This one, comment down below. Let me know if there's other ones that do a full good
like time, a well-rounded
post-story moment.
Yeah.
Like the epilogue. No, the epilogue moment. This is the epilogue. And most of the time, the epilogue kind of feels like, here's a quick like thing. So.
And you are right. It is usually one chapter.
Yeah.
I'm using Naruto as an example, but
No, that's a whole, like, what do you mean? It's kind of a whole manga.
Hush. No, it doesn't.
I heard it's good.
Now it is, apparently. It's called, like, anyway, that's a whole rant we can go.
But no, it's like there's that.
Agree.
Attack on Titan was a quick one. Let's be real.
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot that have, like, quick epilogues, and it's fine. It makes sense. This just feels... This prevent like this kind of like it can endorse fan art, but you know, like there are times when people do like fan arts of like, oh, this is where they could be at, and get expanded like
moments. But the mangaka like showed us this where is, everyone is.
Yeah, even like the quick epilogues in here are the Olympic level, the national level stuff. Ooh,
yes. I mean, obviously the Adler's lost, right? But then there's even more of a time skip. Like 2020, they went to the Olympics. These men went to the Olympics.
Yes. And I love how finally we get the Oikawa in Argentina. So it was like in Japan Argentina, versus Argentina.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
this is the match.
This is it. And then obviously you go even further and it's like 2022 finals and it's Italy where Kageyama is and then versus Brazil where Hinata is, which I'm like, oh.
Makes sense.
You make sense. Yeah.
This makes sense. It's cool.
But it's cool. I love the bromance. The Kageyama Hinata bromance is too real.
Relationships in this manga have been like done so well. I think it's so cool.
No, yeah.
Like we could have talked about so many other things where we could see where certain people are at, but we just drag out even more time because just go read it and you'll see like what I mean when you see like the flashes of people and you're like, dude. It's cool to see, like, you see, like, the setter for, Shiro Torizawa?
Yeah.
He's a med student, of course. Of course he's a med student, because he's smart. Yeah, duh. But it's like...
I love where the panel went straight to him, and then it was just like, he only did it once. Like, about Hinata, like, receiving the ball. He just did it once.
And everyone's like, why are you so mad? Are you okay?
Are you okay? No, yeah. Would recommend. I think Haikyuu is going to be up there for you.
It's up there. I reread this whole last epilogue multiple times because I was like, this is too cool.
Yeah.
It's good.
No, I agree. This is up there. Finally, I have someone with me.
She's been trying to get me to read this or someone. Just in our friend group, she's been trying to get someone. And then finally when we start like doing podcasts just to like catch up and stuff, right? She's like... This would be good content for you to read because you know you should totally read it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I guess.
You should read it. Yeah. But go read it. It'll be great. It's great.
At this point, they've read it.
Yeah, that's true. You read it. But I mean, if you haven't, you just totally just spoiled yourself.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah.
Oh, it's great. But that's all I have. I don't know if you have anything else. That's all you have.
Good, very good sports anime. It's very good sports manga. I can't wait for the anime or for this to be animated. I really can't. This is going to be too cool.
No, it was going to be great. I hope you're correct on it being an OVA.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
It's... I bet you. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know how they're going to split the Brazil and like the pro game. That's and all. Then the,
yeah.
That's all I don't know. Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at Novo Combo and GOVO Combo. Logo's right above Harrison's head. If you're on YouTube, comment down below your favorite parts about anything, everything about this series.
We're done.
We could just...
I can cross this off my list.
Yeah.
Done.
Cross off your list. Like this video. Smash that smash that subscribe button.
And like
button.
Wow. Right to left. And like button. You know.
Yeah, right to left. Yeah. What Harrison said. Yeah. And yeah, comment down below what you want to see next. What do you want us to review, read, watch? I don't know. Anything. Let us know. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.